All right. Hello, everyone. I am your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. Check this out. Here we are in January. This is the first week of the new year. It's great to see you. Yes. It's great to know that you're listening. We all made it to the beginning of the year. So you know what that means. Time to put our goals in place. That's right. We've got our active goals going because we already talked about making the list. And then on top of that, well, I've got some other great news for you because, yeah, got to hold you to it. So everything is happening in this new year. We're working towards our goals. I keep saying that again. 2019, I've got some major goals in store, and I am going to share some of my New Year's goals with you when it comes to health and relationships. This beginning that we are taking on, well, first let's get into it. The blog Music Art Culture. You can follow me on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Dominique LaRue. And if you want to listen to previous episodes of the blog Music Art Culture, it is in my bio. That's right. The link is in my bio. So you are not missing out on any details. We've already went through the list of all our previous guest hosts we've had. And guess what? We do have more for the upcoming year. No spoilers. I'm not going to ruin it for you. When we get closer to those dates, I will be giving names and more information then. But guess, we'll have to wait and see. Until then, we are definitely going to talk about our first show for 2019. Now, there's no pressure on how you should spend your time and money for the new year or how you should evaluate your relationships, but I want you to push yourself in new directions so that way you can get the most out of these 365 days, right? Those are how many days are in a year, just in case anyone forgot. So we've got to maximize on what we've got left so that we can really get some stuff done. So I just want to say again, Happy New Year, and I am glad we made it. And do not overthink things. Stay positive and in the moment. So, topics. It's been a busy couple of days and some exciting. Well, I don't know if it's really exciting. There's always something exciting happening, but there was definitely something that had the internet just like, whoa. If you haven't figured it out yet, if you were like me, you were glued to Lifetime watching the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Utterly jaw-dropping testimonies from people who witnessed firsthand accounts of R. Kelly having sexual relationships with minors, and some even participating, have been disclosed in an attempt to bring justice to the victims and to expose R. Kelly as an abuser and child predator. Who comes forward? Well, we're talking previous employees, lovers, the ex-wife, community leaders who were just kind of like, wait a minute, this is what I saw, this is what I heard, this is what I know. People are in outrage, people are on the fence. It was very enlightening, to say the least. And there's a whole lot more that can be said. If you caught the encore presentation on Sunday, I say good for you. If you watched it from the initiation of the series when it first started, good for you. I was one of them. I watched it all, and whoa. Couldn't take my eyes away from it. Young men and women are at high risk of sexual advances, but they have to be careful and mentally aware of the decisions that they make. Saying all that to say, you know, we do need to have a conversation about culture, okay, about the importance of reporting abuse. And definitely how to identify if someone is a predator, and a indicator that someone is in trouble if they're not in a healthy relationship. And just, you know, talking points. They're always very important to have. So, yeah, if you haven't seen that, I recommend you go ahead and check it out. If that's something that interests you, if you were ever a fan of his music or you're on the fence about if you should support him in the future, definitely there were a lot of details that were not initially presented in the media to the public regarding some of the details of the case, from the alleged original case with the minor that he actually went to court for and was acquitted. And there was some revelations brought forth regarding his early marriage to a singer Aaliyah. So I don't want to ruin anything for you. I'm not trying to justify or prejudge, but I'm just going off what I saw, and I encourage you all, if you've ever been on the fence, again, look into it. And that's about all the time we're going to spend on that one. But welcome to the show, The Blog Music Art Culture. You can follow on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. And let's get into this episode. I'll be right back. We're going to get into our New Year's goals and have some fun. All right, so we are back and we are talking about New Year goals. Now, one of the things that I was so excited about, because I know if you remember, we previously had discussed, it's the end of the year. What do you want to bring in with you to the new year? What kind of energy? What kind of goals do you want to accomplish? Who do you want to become? Who do you want to evolve into? And a lot of that comes from the list that we make by getting organized about, you know, who we want to be. So I wanted to share two of my categories when it came to focus points on my 2019 goals. So I hope that you're ready, because we're going to get into health and relationships. Now, I'm assuming that you are probably going to have more than two categories, like I did. I had way more than two categories, but when it comes down to it, I just thought it'd be simpler to share these two categories, and maybe we'll figure out how much we have in common along the way. So when it comes to health, I'll just start there. I don't think I'm a really unhealthy person per se. I guess maybe I'm as healthy as the average person, but I did have some goals, and here they are. Health and wellness. I want to limit my red meat to only once a month. I want to cook more seafood, veggie pasta dishes. Why? Because I love pasta. I love bread. It keeps me full, and it's going to make it a whole lot easier for me since I'm cutting out red meat. Yeah, I got to simplify it, make sure that it's actually something that I can do. So I'm super psyched about that. A 30-minute workout 5 days a week. That is probably going to be one of my biggest challenges, not because I don't enjoy working out, but because sometimes it's really easy to say, oh, it's only 30 minutes, I'm gonna do it later, gonna do it later, gonna do it later, and then you never do it. Well, I'm ending the cycle on that now. I've actually already been to the gym, and I need to keep the momentum going. I went to the gym last week, brand new week, so 30 minutes every single day. That's, well, you know, at least 5 days a week. So Monday through Friday, I get 2 days off, which is the weekend. And 30 minutes a day, that's doable. I can do that. I did say I wanted to lose some weight. I won't say how many pounds. I'll keep that to myself. But there's nothing wrong with being a healthy size. Keep in mind that I am a petite person. So one of my goals is not to forcefully have to buy a whole new wardrobe, because I refuse to lose a few pounds. Yes, I will not be that girl. So my goal was to lose a few pounds, and I'll just leave it right there. And then I wanted to do some prayer and meditation for at least 1 minute every day. Now, 60 seconds might seem like a whole lot in a really long time if you're super busy, if your brain is always being distracted. But whatever the case, maybe it's not. And that was my thing. I want to at least do a conscious minute every day of meditation. So there you go. Those are my health wellness goals. I didn't get too crazy about I have to do this and that and this and that. I just said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. And I can kind of manage that system. You know, I didn't say I'm not going to eat 20 different things. I just said I'm not going to eat one thing. I'm going to make a conscious choice to really identify ways not to eat red meat by only eating it once a month. You know, that's my option, to do it only once a month if I want it. And then the other times is seafood and veggies. and pasta, which allows me my bread. So I think that you should really give yourself freedom. I don't know how strict your list is. I don't know how well you're able at kind of confiding, you know, in what you want or like in relation to self-control. But if you like a little wiggle room like me and you don't like the pressure of being healthy and you want it to feel like, you know, an everyday process, then I say go ahead, give yourself the flexibility to really make it work according to what you need. And I think you're going to do great. So cheers to the new year, 2019. Health goals are in, and I think we've got it covered. What is on your list? If you want to share it, go ahead and send me a tweet or leave me an inbox at Dominique LaRue, either on either one of my social medias, Twitter or Instagram, and I will be sure to reply. Super excited to hear what you have to say. You can also send an email to info@musicartculture.org, and I'll be sure to respond. You can put in the header or the title anything you like. Make it 2019 goals, and let's talk about it. All right, so you can't have one without the other. So I'm going to just throw it out there when it comes to family goals, when it, you know, all my relationship stuff, right? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's plush. Well, at least I'm not. And I'm honest about it. So I thought, hey, how can I improve on some of my personal relationships? And then I got more specific because I realized there's all kinds of different relationships. So I have three categories of relationships. And I'll get into those three goals in a minute because they're kind of separate because they're three different categories. Right. I know you got it. The first one is family goals. Now, I'm going to seem probably a little cornballish, but I'm throwing it out there. Family goals. I want unconditional love. I want emotionally being available, you know, emotional availability, consistency, selective and protective of time. Great listener, always creating joyous holidays and special occasions, and loyal. It might seem like a blob, I guess it kind of really is, but it makes perfect sense in my mind. What I was really going for is companionship, camaraderie, and just that overall sense of belonging. And I think that's really important. If you get really busy, sometimes you can get really distant. And when it comes to your family, you shouldn't have that kind of dynamic where you don't feel connected. Or at least I didn't want that. I didn't want to feel more connected to strangers than I did to my actual family. So I started to give myself some guidelines by some clear identifiable terms or keywords that would really help me to kind of bring those relationships closer together and make them more meaningful, at least for me. And I believe that when I do my part on that, I will definitely make an impact, and they'll feel a lot of that. So yeah, keep it simple. When it came to friendship goals, I guess it was, well, I'll just share. Outwardly and inwardly supportive. Yes, I want supportive friends. Physically present, that's really important. Spiritually and morally balanced. Correct. I do want my friends to tell me if I'm wrong, if maybe I need to reevaluate a situation. Friends that respect my business. Yes. Correct. I do want friends that respect my business. You want people that are going to take you seriously, that really are passionate, have an acknowledgement of your passion. And they might not understand it, but they're definitely as supportive as they can to be a part of that process, even if that means to be an honest advocate. You know, just saying, yay, you know, high five, pat on the back, or maybe you should rethink how to kind of improve in this area or something like that. Comes to invited functions with positive energy and expectations. Oh, the kumbaya goals of friendship. I am really looking forward to that. I did have to kind of reevaluate some existing friendships that I have, but overall, I really didn't want to throw any of them out per se. There's always some of those friendships that you can really do without. Let's just all be honest. There are friendships that we can really just reevaluate and say, well, they're really not friendships. They're just kind of these relational interactions. But when you think about it, at least I thought about it, and I was like, the majority of my friends that I do have, they are dear to me. And, you know, I would like to kind of salvage those relationships and really kind of make them stronger in the areas they need to be stronger, because people change and you have the obligation, I believe, if you really care about your friends, to let them know that you care about them and that you're supportive of their individual growth. And that should reciprocate on your end as well as their end. And you should have that balance. And when you do have that balance, then you can get that inward and outward support. You can have that person in your life up close and not just at a distance. And they can be kind of like a spiritual moral soundboard for you. So if you're feeling any kind of way, they can absorb it, listen, give you advice without the judgment. And I think that's a really great way to build on a friendship. So that way you don't feel isolated and alone. And yeah, it just really, I think, strengthens the core of who a person is, at least for me. So I think now I want to share my biggest relationship goal. And well, I don't think I'll share all of it, but I definitely wanted to share some. And just to sum this one up, it's about relationships. Like, I was thinking maybe about marriage. I don't know. We'll see. But I did have some deal breakers, some things that I'd want my partner to represent for me. And yeah, I'll let you decide what yours are. Some of mine were being present in the moment, focused and fulfilled, having wisdom, showing love and loyalty, and we'll leave it right there. But it's a very interesting list. If you haven't already, maybe you should make yours. Keep listening to the blog Music, Art, Culture. Again, I'm your host, Dominique, and I will be right back. All right, so now that we've talked about relationship goals, one of the other things that I wanted to kind of dive into is getting outside your comfort zone. Every year at the beginning of the year, I know I'll use myself as an example, so excited, so enthusiastic, so many goals, so much energy, and then slowly throughout the year, it starts to wear off. I start to get unenthused. I start to not want to be bothered. And it's all about your perspective and getting outside your comfort zone. If you are comfortable doing something, make your daily routine at least taking 5 minutes to do something you are completely out of your element. And it could be learning something new. It could be reading different types of material. It could be watching a different type of show. It could be cooking something you've never cooked before. It could be taking a different route to work. It could be as long as you're not late. Okay, we don't want any, you know, situations. But definitely you want to get outside your comfort zone. And they do show, meaning statistics, studies show, that when you're able to get outside your comfort zone, it makes you more flexible. You can see more of the world around you. You can see things from different perspectives. And overall, you become a more diverse and valuable person, because overall, you aren't so rigid. You know, things happen all the time, but you learn to go with the flow. You adjust where you need to. And well, I would like to suggest that maybe your ability to do so would definitely be that opportunity that really opens up a new door for you. So if you kind of wonder, okay, I made my list. All right, put it out there. You wrote it down. Now say it out loud. And now that you've said it out loud, we'll walk outside your door with the expectation that in some way, shape, or form, you'll be met with the opportunity to manifest some of those goals. So being that, well, you got to be open. It might come in a form that you just totally did not expect. And if you are so super conscious on it has to come a certain way from a certain person, it has to be a certain thing in a certain place, you might totally miss out on being able to accomplish that goal. So try saying yes more than you say no. In some cases, some people might need to say no more than they say yes, but just be flexible. Do something outside of your norm, and that way you can get a different result than what you've always gotten. And there might be someone who's thinking, oh, okay, you know, I don't need any unpredictable outcomes. Well, hey, maybe you're right. I don't really know. But when you're not open to the atmosphere and you're not giving yourself a chance to really engage with people, then you really miss out on the opportunity for personal growth. So that's what it's all about, personal growth. One of the things that I sometimes do when I'm at the gym is I'll mix up my workout routine. So usually it's the treadmill, I'll get to the bike. Lately I've been doing arms when it comes to weights, trying out different levels of weights. And it really does work. It works because, hey, it's not my go-to. I prefer cardio, but mixing it up, it really gives me the energy to kind of change my mindset and reassess some of the things that I always associate with some different activities that now I have a new perspective for and I have a new appreciation for. So yeah, be adventurous. If you want adventure, you have to be adventurous. If you want new friends, you have to be open to the idea that you can be friendly with people who you are not so familiar with. If you want loyalty, you have to be loyal. You get it? Yeah. It's a lot of fun to do these things, actually. And I totally recommend that you have an accountability partner. So it was actually so fun, so amazing. One of our previous guests that we had on the show, I always keep in contact. She's amazing. And we were actually kind of able to bounce off some ideas, and that's a great way to have someone who can say, oh, okay, well, what about this goal? Remember that? Remember you wanted to do this? And if you have someone who has something in common with you, or at least a goal in common, then you get to discuss your progress, and it's not something that just gets dismissed, but it's very current, and you get to stay in control. Food for thought. Take it in. Last but not least, one of the other topics that I wanted to cover when it comes to New Year's goals is the issue of self-care. There are a lot of people out there who feel that they don't really have time to manage self-care, but we definitely have to do better. I think everybody has to do better on an individual base, and also being more sensitive and available to the idea that other people might need to do the same thing. So ways that you can do this, any suggestions on how you think you already know how you can do this in your existing day-to-day stuff, like your work, your home life, your partnership, your business? How do you do this? One of the things that I've practiced doing is taking at least 5 minutes. If I'm really busy throughout the day, you don't have to be super busy to where you feel stressed out, but you at least find 5 minutes throughout your day where you find time to just check in on yourself. What do you need to do once you finish work? What would you like to do once you finish work? What are some, you know, mental awareness factors that you need to take into for yourself? Do you need to take a breather? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you could be getting more things done? Do you feel counterproductive? How do you feel in that moment? Take a deep breath, reassess, and then give yourself the mental energy to basically kind of shift through those thoughts and then create an open space for you to get more done. Another thing, if you're into massages, those are great. If you're a lady or a guy who likes to get their nails done, manicures and pedicures, those are great as well. If you like to meditate or, you know, whatever your thing is, exercise, you like to go for long walks with coffee or your dog to clear your mind, those things are great as well. It's really all about taking a break mentally to not be so distracted about what your individual needs are, even in the moment. And I think that's really important too. And by doing so, it can really help us to hone in on what our individual needs are. And it makes us more available to acknowledge that other people have those same needs as well. And it creates more of a natural balance outside of something that might feel forceful or might be somewhat invasive if a person doesn't necessarily understand So those are things too that I like to take in. I'll give you a great example. When I'm feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, instead of continuing on whatever I have to do, I take a break for 5 minutes and I reassess my situation. It has definitely helped me to relieve some stress. It definitely has allowed me to become more productive. It definitely allows me to get through my day with more energy when I take at least 5 minutes to reassess myself and the way I'm thinking about something and the way that I'm viewing something, and just be honest, like, okay, do I need to take a break? Do I need to take an early break? Do I need to take a later break? What's going on? So that I can be my most productive self, then it definitely makes me have more energy for some of those goals that I'm trying to accomplish. So, yeah, that's what I think. And I want you to know that those are just suggestions, but I do recommend that you put them in play. Let me know how that goes. I think that you might be totally enlightened and surprised when you find that some of that can actually work for you. If you have already been using it, I recommend that you share some of what you found with a friend and help them to relieve some stress and give them some encouragement to get some of their New Year's goals done. And yeah, let's enter into this conversation about goals, relationships, values, productivity, and balance. I think balance is really key, is a major factor in all of these things. Balance, figuring out and saying out loud what it is that you need to have a productive day 365 days out of the year. I think the more we become very evident of what we need as individuals and we're willing to say that out loud, then we can definitely become more satisfied and productive. And the end result is always great because we have balance in every area, not just in our leisure, but also in our bank accounts, in our interactions with the public, in our personal interactions, how we treat ourselves. Definitely great talking points and something to look forward to. So I hope that you have enjoyed our segments on the different types of ways to approach getting goals done. And I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, for the blog Music Art Culture. Keep listening. We have our last couple of announcements that I think you might enjoy, and I will be back. Thank you all for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. We are coming to the end of the program for today, but guess what? I want to invite you to subscribe. You can head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, search the blog Music Art Culture, hit subscribe, and there you go. You'll be alerted every time we have a new episode, which is every Monday. It's always an exciting time. I get so excited knowing that I'm going to be sharing new, interesting stories with you listeners. And I just really have a great time also engaging on social media. It's crazy some of the things that when it, you know, gets to the DMs and some of the comments. But it's always a lot of fun. It's in good taste and it's great to know what is on your mind when it comes to some of the topics that we discuss. Thank you always for joining the conversation. Hashtag join the conversation. I did actually pose a question, and so I posted it on Instagram. I want to pose it to all of you listeners as well. If you have ever been a fan of R. Kelly, well, the question is, with the allegations and the information that have come forward, would you still listen to his music, and do you plan on removing it from your personal playlist? That's whatever you might have in your actual devices. It's an interesting question. It's very controversial, especially since people have their opinions, but you know, people, they have every right to listen to whatever they choose to listen to. So I just want to know, where do you stand? Are you on the fence? Have you already removed his music from your playlist? Are you planning on removing it from your playlist? Do you feel that people should continue with the hashtag silence R. Kelly, mute R. Kelly? What are your thoughts? Me personally, it's a very controversial subject, and people are entitled to their own opinions. But I do really commend those people who put together that documentary. I commend the people who came forward, and I commend the survivors for actually removing themselves from what they deem to be an unhealthy situation and allowing their story to be shared on such a large platform. It's a great opportunity to have a really necessary conversation when it comes to dating, when it comes to being in a relationship of any kind, being aware of friends. There's so many things that can be treated as teaching tools from that. It's hard to walk away from that documentary feeling as though there is not a conversation to be had. So it's a wonderful teaching tool for young girls and for young men out there. If they're considering dating, if they're already dating, as a parent or a guardian, or just for them to be able to identify for themselves, if they're in an unhealthy relationship, how do they get out? Yeah. So keep that in mind. Keep the conversation going, not just on social media, but also, keep the conversation going in your private time, in your circle of friends. What are your thoughts? What are their thoughts? Figure it out. Is everyone on the same page? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Have the conversation. That's all I say. Information is power, and the more you have, meaning information, then the better types of decision making you can make. Yeah, you can make better decisions. So I want to, like, share, tweet, follow at Dominique LaRue. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. You can also keep the conversation going. Join the hashtag, join the conversation. If you have any comments on today's show, like I said, you can email me. Do that. Email me, DM me, tweet me, message me. You want to send an email, send it to info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. And I look forward to bringing you a brand new episode next week. Going to be a lot of fun, and posting some of our talking points on social media. Until next time, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. And I'm so looking forward to our next show.